All right, so if I said to you, Anthony, what is something you forget the most? What is it?
My wallet, I always forget.
How come? You don't, like, keep it in one specific place? It migrates?
No, I sometimes put it in my car, so I always think it's in my car. But then, if I get out of my car, I take my wallet and I put it in my pocket, then I forget it. So then when I get back in my car, I go somewhere, and then I have no wallet.
Right. Yeah, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. So that did make this list. Most people forget their wallet. 49% of us forget our wallet.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing people forget, I'll get to in a second, but let's see how well you do on this list. Do you ever forget any of your PIN numbers, like if you go to an ATM or whatever?
No.
Okay. Do you ever forget to respond to an email?
I don't respond to any emails. So
okay,
then...
you don't respond. It's not like you forget. You just ignore them.
Right.
Okay, 31% of people forget to respond to an email.
Mm-hmm.
This has never happened to me ever, probably because I only have two rooms in my apartment. You ever forget why you walked into a room?
Sometimes when you go into the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, like I had something in mind that I was going to get here and I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for people that have more than two rooms, that might be a problem. If you have like a big giant house, you're like, what am I doing in this room? What am I doing in the gift wrapping room? I was like, going to wrap a gift? I don't think so. And then you walk into the library. What did I forget in the library? I only have two rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not possible. One of them is the bedroom. The other is the living room. So it's not possible to forget what I was doing in either room because, like I said, it's just the two.
And if you go to the kitchen, you know what you're doing. And if you go to the bathroom, you know what you're there for.
Obviously.
I
never walked in the bathroom and go, what? Now, what was I going to do in here?
I knew I had something to do.
There's only like three things I do in here. Let me go down the list.
I haven't done one in weeks, so it's not
weeks.
That one.
Definitely not that one.
Yeah. The other one I do all the time. And the other one I do all the time. So it's got to be one of those two.
You know, you've been the safe side. I'll do the top two.
But I'm not doing the first one because I only do that every other week.
So 49% of people forget why they walk into a room.
Mm.
Do you ever forget things when you grocery shop? I think that's pretty common. You go grocery shopping. You don't always make a list, or maybe you have a list, but you don't feel like looking at it because it's a pain in the neck to walk around with a list. You know what I mean? Like on your phone. I hate that.
I pretty much have a list every time I go. Because I'll forget stuff all the time.
Do you have a list in notes on your phone or do you have a handwritten list?
Notes on my phone.
Yeah. Mine's tough because we go to a supermarket where you have to use an app to shop and then we scan it to leave. So it's hard to go back and forth between the scanner and the notes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of like, I just walk down every aisle and I just wing it. I'm like, do I need paprika? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I just wing it every time.
Yeah, and you spend 20 minutes in every aisle. So, yes,
that's
I know.
True. Yeah, I love grocery shopping. I always have.
Mm-hmm.
So 51% of us forget what it is we were shopping for. The number one thing that people forget is they forget their passwords because we have so many different passwords. That's why we have like the password keeper, you know, like on your phone, whatever. But people have so many different passwords for so many different, like, you know, your bank, your Facebook page, your just all the different things that we do in our lives. And 51% of us forget our passwords.
Every single day. I've only used four different passwords over the past 20 years. So it's got to be one of those. And when it ends up not being one of those, it drives me crazy.
And I hate when you're at like some new job and they're like, we'll assign a password. This will be your password. And it's like, oh God, one more thing to remember.
But the bad thing is that would be fine because I have one password that I can use for that. The stupid thing is every 30 days they make you update it.
Right. That's annoying because it's like at the end, you just put a different number, but it's like, well, which number am I up to?
Right. So if they wouldn't have me change it all the time, then I would be fine. But then I don't know which one I'm at now.
Right.
So you can actually beg your IT guy to click the little box that says I never have to change my password.
That's why Edward Snowden says that the best passwords are phrases that you know and remember, like your favorite quote or something like that, a piece of your favorite quote. Like you shouldn't have, you know, like your dog's birthday and, you know, your favorite ice cream flavor. Don't have that. Have like a line from a movie, like say hello to my little friend to, you know, to star sign or something like that.
Well, for the past 11 years, my password has always been I hate Cooper 1. So then they make me change it. Then I have to do I Hate Cooper 2. And then they make you put a symbol. So you, then you go, I Hate Cooper 3 exclamation point. And then it's a 4. And then sometimes I put a question mark. And it's but it's always I Hate Cooper.
And you know, you and I have been doing this so many years. What are you up to? Like, I Hate Cooper 975,000 exclamation point.
Question mark.
Question then, mark.
then the Cooper has to be big. It's got to be the big C.
Uh-huh.
Because you can't have the little C. It's so confusing. I hate passwords.
And me, apparently.